Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. For those who have never been here, just to let you know that we have concerts here, all different genres of music, and all of our shows help to promote our programs. And Music on a Mission is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages. And Drew is one of those programs. So when we have a concert, we don't take any money for it. We pay the bands, and then 100% of any proceeds goes to our programs. So for Drew, delivering restorative energy to our warriors, that's what Drew stands for. It's named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who died by suicide in 2017. So first of all, I want to ask all the veterans who are able to please stand so we can recognize you. Thank you. And thank you for your service. But besides saying thank you for your service, we really want to do more than that, which is why we're here. We want to learn from your experiences. We want to try in some small way to share your history and give you some insight and whatever into yourself. And we hope that this does that for you. Your songs are a lasting tribute to your service. It's always an honor to meet our veterans and hear their stories. And I say this every single time, but it's so true that it is amazing to me that you all go out and do these extraordinary things, and then you come back and you live ordinary lives among us. You walk among us, and we have no idea what you've gone through. I also have to say thank you to all of our past participants who are here, because that tells me that this works. We're trying to connect you to us and to each other. And when we see the people coming back again and again to support the new participants, it shows. And we know that social support is a protective factor for veteran suicide. So thank you, and tell your buddies about us, and get some more people to come. So I also have to, before I turn this over to Mike, I want to say that our songwriters make this program successful. We wouldn't have a program without them. They have so much insight and compassion and talent that it's like magic, the connection between the veterans and their songwriters. So you'll see that for yourself. So now, here's Mike.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Good afternoon, everybody. How we doing? My name is Mike Winnan, and I'm privileged to be part of the Project Drew team here in the barn. And I am Drew Ferguson's cousin, and I almost said Brian Ferguson. I'm also Brian Ferguson's cousin, his brother. Brian has come through our program, and he's also a Navy SEAL, retired Navy SEAL. And I'll start with a comment that resonates with me that my cousin Brian has said. In these workshops, the songs are all about an audience of one. And what do you mean by that? When Brian came through the workshop, he said that, you know, his song about his service was like a mirror for him to reflect on his service and also help others to see just a glimpse of what happened during his service and where he's at today in transition. So I think it's really important. So you're gonna hear some wonderful music, and we all get to hear it. But the most important person is the veteran that participates, and that really stuck with me, and I hope that resonates with you. So for starters, I like to kind of keep it simple. Like, why are we here? What are we doing here? What did we do here yesterday and today? And what comes next? So why are we here? Marilyn touched on it earlier. My cousin Drew is a Northeast Ohio native. He grew up right here in Avon Lake, and he had a number of different interests, music and poetry and painting. Was an Army ROTC cadet, finished 13th in his class, 13th in the nation from OU. And he went on to lots and lots of training, an Army Ranger, Special Forces operative. He became a Green Beret, and he served four tours of duty. Finished in the Army as a captain. And unfortunately, he struggled in transition, as many veterans do, and we lost him. We took his own life in 2017. That summer, I met Marilyn and Jim, and Music on a Mission. Marilyn had an idea with Music on a Mission to start a songwriting workshop with veterans, and she wanted to name it after my cousin, and as she mentioned, delivering restorative energy to our warriors is the name of the program. This is our 33rd workshop, believe it or not. Thank you. And I'll say that one of the most remarkable things are the people that we meet, both as veterans and songwriters. These are some of the best people that you can meet in the world, and it's just a treasure to see you all here, especially vets that come back after they've been in our workshop. So what did we do? We met up here yesterday. We circled up in the barn here, just did brief introductions and talked about, you know, what we'd like to accomplish and what we've offered to our vets is, you know, we don't have a prescription for what we want you to do here. Be it tell us combat stories or to grieve with us or grieve for yourself or any of those things. It's really it's again that audience of one. It's we're here to listen and to be strong and help you tell your story of service. Yeah. And so Marilyn has on her intake, she thinks about who might be a good fit with whom, and she pairs up the veterans and songwriters, and then they just share the space. They just take the day to find a spot throughout the barn and sit down and talk and get to know each other and get to hear about those stories of service. And now here we are 24 hours later, a little over 24 hours, and we're going to hear some wonderful music. And something about that... that deadline 24 hours later, and something about a veteran sharing openly with somebody that they hadn't met before, and the songwriter having to write a song for the very next day, I guess that creative tension, it works. It seems to work really well, and we hear some wonderful music and some tremendous stories. So what comes next? We get to enjoy a concert today, and the key is connection. If you, hopefully you'll remember more than one thing, but if you remember one thing from today, is to stay connected. We love when our vets come back, and we love when songwriters refer other songwriters, we hope that you'll think of anybody in your community and your circle of friends and family that could benefit from joining us in Project Drew. And so stay connected and send others our way. Yeah? Wonderful. Brief tactical note, so I like to double check my phone and that it's silenced. I invite you to do the same so that we can tune in and listen to some music. Curtis and Jim do a wonderful job of the sound, so don't worry if there's some background noise or whatever. It's okay. Won't affect the recording. Again, the team does a great job. But I invite you just to tune in, and we're going to hear some stories, the full spectrum. Sometimes some really heavy stuff, sometimes some humorous things, some bizarre things, you name it. We've heard kind of the whole human experience throughout these workshops. Just go with it. Go with those feelings that the music brings to you, and enjoy it, and help us to honor our veterans as we pay tribute to their service. Yeah? Okay, thank you. We'll let the music do the work, so come on out, Charlie, and share the song you wrote with our vet.